You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today for the WGOD Radio program. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 says this: by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. And I was thinking about this verse, and Abraham obeyed when he was called. And I got to be thinking, what would have happened to Abraham if he wasn't called? I mean, he's totally at the mercies of God. There was no Bible. There was no Old Testament written. He didn't know God. No one knew Jehovah God really anymore, other than the family of Noah. What would he have done? Abraham was called, and he faithfully obeyed God. And now here today, you and I, the Lord Jesus Christ says, many are called, but few are chosen. Romans chapter 8, verses 29 and 30, it says, those whom he's predestined, these he's called. So I want to play to you a sermon. This is part two of this message. Incoming, God calling. See, not only does God and did God call Abraham, but God calls you too. What's your response to the call of God? I use the analogy of a cell phone ringing. You know, you look down, your phone rings. What are your options to a ringing cell phone? I've come up with six of them in this message. This is part two. Enjoy this message. Incoming, God calling. In this scenario, you don't want to deal with this call yet. So you save the message so that you can deal with it later. I once heard a story of a preacher. His name was Dwight L. Moody. One night in October 1871, during a revival, Mr. Moody preached a sermon. At the end of the sermon, he told the people there, consider what I say and think about making a decision for Christ when you come back next week. So that night, Mrs. O'Leary's cow starts the great Chicago fire of 1871, about the greatest disaster this country had ever seen. Many of those people that were at that revival weren't alive to come back for the next service to make a decision for Christ. Now, Dwight L. Moody said right there, never again will I ever tell people, think about what I'm saying and come back tomorrow. Because if you send God to your voicemail, you run the risk of two things. Number one, you run the risk of Him not calling you tomorrow. God's not obligated to call you tomorrow. He doesn't owe you or me anything. Number two, you run the risk of you not being alive tomorrow for your cell phone to ring. You got to be certain on your salvation before you walk out the door. Don't refuse Him who speaks, it says in the Bible. Don't send God to your voicemail. Imagine if you were to die today when you leave here, or on the radio, if you hear this and you're driving in your car, and you perish before you reach your destination.
not making things right with God. And after you died, they found your cell phone with a voicemail from God. What would the voice message say? You want to know what it would say? I'll give you a pretty good hint. From making this book my life and trying to understand God, I'll give you my best guess as a preacher. What would be on the voicemail? It would be something like this. I love you. Won't you let me make things right? God is long-suffering, friends. He's not willing that any should perish. There'd be no mean message on your voicemail. He'd say, I love you. Won't you let me make things right? He'd say this, I have provided for myself a lamb. His name is Jesus. He'll save you from your sins, and he'll show you the way to heaven and eternal life. And then he would say, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Now, I am the spokesman for God here in the pulpit. I can take that right to do that. And that's what he would say to you. That's what would be on that voicemail message that you rejected and turned away and you didn't want to quite deal with it yet. Won't you let me make things right? Number two, ignore. What do you do when God calls you? Ignore. Hear the word of God, Romans 10:21. All day long I've stretched out my hands to a disobedient and obstinate people. In this case, when God calls you, you just ignore it. And you hope that he goes away. Or you can be like the atheists do, and they close their eyes, stick their fingers in their ears, and just repeat, there is no God, there is no God, there is no God. Number three, you could block the caller. That's the third option you can do here when God calls you on the phone. Block the caller. You see here, this is what you do when you get tired of number two, ignoring the call. You just block the caller so that you don't hear the call anymore. Now, when this is your attitude, God says, I reckon I can accommodate you if that's what you want. God is a gentleman. These are those whose cell phones never ring anymore. These are those whose cell phones never ring anymore. Then look at the trouble you're in. It says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, it says, you he made alive who were dead. That's D-E-A-D, flat out, stone cold, on the ground, dead. You he made alive who were dead in your transgressions and sins. Heaven help you. You know, you can't do this. You can't. Don't block the caller. Because God's the only one who can revive you and restore you back to life. Number four, what's the fourth thing you could do? You could respond by text. Do you ever call someone really important? Sometimes they've got that. Respond by text. The person you called is busy at the moment with an urgent appointment, and they'll call you back when it's convenient. That's the patent answer to put someone off for the time being, but not ending the relationship with that person. Amen? Does that describe you today? Do you find yourself too busy for God, or that it's just not convenient at the moment? Maybe you just want to live what you think is life for a while, and then after you get older, you'll consider that all God thing. I know a young adult here in this county who loved the Lord, went to church twice a week her whole life, but then she graduated high school, went to college. Then she decided she wanted to have a little fun and live a little. No more God, no more Christian friends or influences, only friendship with the world. Then when God calls you, you just respond by text. You got it saved there in your phone. The person you've called is busy at the moment with an urgent appointment and will call you back when it's convenient. You know, for that matter, there are some seasoned believers today who are responding to God by a text message. Not just unbelievers. Acts chapter 13, verse 2, it says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate for me Barnabas and Saul for the work which I have called them. These weren't unbelievers. Is God calling you somewhere and you're responding with that text message? The person you've called is busy at the moment with an urgent appointment and will call you back when it's convenient. Number five would be Skype. Who knows what Skype is? Or you guys here, used to be me, FaceTime. That's my dream answer. So who knows what Skype is? You know what Skype is, right? Skype, or for those with an iPhone, it's called FaceTime, is the ability to have a video chat face-to-face with the person on the other end. Imagine if we could do that with God. Can you picture that? Oh, man, I'd love to have God on my FaceTime. That's what I need. So here it is. Can you picture this? You just saw someone walking down the street, someone needy right in front of you, just a little bit further down the road. So you cross over on the other side of the street, like the priest and the Levite did. And then, of course, wait for it. Phone's ringing. It's Skype. You look down. Sure enough, who is it? It's God calling. Can you imagine that? You answer the phone. Hello? Hello, it's God calling. What would he say then? You know what he'd say? He'd say, you fool, empty your wallet. As much as you didn't do it to the least of these, you didn't do it to me. That's what God would say. Oh, man, I need God on my cell phone. I got to get him on Skype on my phone. Boy, would it save me from a lot of heartache. You know, sometimes it's not fair. You know, the Bible says David would put on the breastplate known as the Urim and Thummim. And he would ask God, God, should I cross the street today or should I stay on my side of the street? And God would answer and say, cross the street today, my son. Now, of course, I'm being facetious to make a point, but don't you wish it was that easy today? Sometimes I don't know whether or not I should cross the street today. And don't say we have the Holy Spirit and David didn't. Because he was one of two Old Testament saints that the Holy Spirit indwelt him. The other was Saul for a time. So, anyway, to Skype with God would be a plus. Amen? Might even keep me out of trouble. Okay, last answer I can come up with. What to do when God calls you on your cell phone? Answer. Answer the call. Answer the call, church. I'm here to tell you today, on the authority of the Word of God, God will not keep calling if you don't take his call. God told all of creation, Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, my spirit will not strive with man forever. And think about it. You got a phone call. Of all the people that could be calling you, from the governor, the IRS could call you, the president could call you, the new pope could call you. But no, it's Almighty God, the creator of the universe, calling you. And he's calling you because he loves you. And he wants to make things right between you and him again. Perhaps for the very first time. Perhaps like it used to be. So listen to this parable here. Matthew chapter 22, verse 1. Matthew 22, 1. It says, Jesus answered and spoke to them again in parables, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son. Now listen to this. And he sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding. And they were not willing to come. You see, many are called. North, south, east, and west, many are called. God is still sending out his servants today, calling people. Verse 4. And he sent out other servants, saying, tell those who are invited or called, tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatted cattle are killed. All things are ready. Come to the wedding. Then it says, but they made light of it. It's the same thing. What do you do when God calls you? You got all these different excuses. Here it says they made light of it and went their ways, one to his own farm.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit.